went towards the slip cordon, and that ball had to pitch out outside the leg stump to hit Brian Lara in line with mid stump, middle and off stump. Otherwise, it would have gone past outside the off stump. And we watch the replay again. Not high, because Brian Lara is not a very tall man, and although it has hit him just above the roll, it would have carried on and hit the stumps, but it pitched outside leg stump, which was the important thing.
Even more anxiety here at the Kensington Oval. 295 for 8. Lara on 141. The West Indies 13 runs away. Gillespie encouraged, no doubt. Bowls once again to Lara, who's going past the outside edge as he watches that delivery and is fending at it once again. So often we've seen deliveries like that go past the edge, and the fortune favouring Brian Lara on this occasion once more.
Jason Gillespie can't really be faulted. I think perhaps if you're going to fault Jason Gillespie, you could say perhaps he's just bowling a fraction too short, because the ball is doing so much by the time it gets to the bat, just gone past the bat. What he perhaps needs to do is just pitch the ball up a fraction more to the bat, just like what we were saying when Steve Waugh was batting against the West Indian fast bowlers. They were perhaps just a fraction too short.
The fans are chanting Lara, Lara from the Greenwich Haynes stand, from all around, from the Trini Posse, the 3W stand, the great names that adorn the pavilions here, the stands here at the Kensington Oval. Surely even they would be proud of this magnificent innings from Brian Lara. Gillespie bowls Lara outside the off stump, guiding it out towards the point boundary. Will take the single with one ball left in the over. The total moves on to 296 for 8, 12 runs away. Lara now goes on to 142.
Well, I don't think even Brian Lara knows what score he has at the moment. 8 more runs and he'll get to that half century mark. 12 more runs and the West Indies would have won this game. But I don't think Brian Lara is even thinking about that 150. I think he's just concentrating on 12 runs. That is what the West Indies need. That is what the West Indies need to get to win this test match. And that is what is on Brian Lara's mind. Certainly on Curtly Ambrose's mind as well. But Curtly Ambrose should be concentrating more on just staying at the crease. Very, very attacking field now with Curtly Ambrose back on strike. 4 slips on the gully.
Gillespie looking to get the 9th wicket for Australia to revive their flagging hopes as he comes in once again to bowl to Ambrose, a lifting delivery that's played through mid-wicket, runs here, they'll go for one, may think of coming back for the second, yes they will, and that's picked up by Justin Langer at deep mid-wicket, and the 2 runs take the West Indies on to 298 for 8, Ambrose goes on to 12, Lara will have strike on 142. The West Indies are a tantalizing 10 runs away.
10 runs to go. One more run and the target, or the runs to get, will be into single figures. And that's the next objective, I would think. Steve Waugh now, I would think, playing his last card. He has asked Stuart McGill to come back into the attack. 10 runs to get. 2 boundaries and 2 singles. 10 singles. A 6 and a 4. Whichever way they come, the West Indies will be happy. Steve Waugh knows that he has now to try his leg spinner. Stuart McGill is the man that he has gone to. Shane Warne has given a pretty long spell earlier on. Didn't prove fruitful. Now he's hoping for Stuart McGill.
McGill together with Shane Warne, who really haven't done the job for Australia, now being called upon, Stuart McGill, after he got Dave Joseph LBW late yesterday. It seemed that he would be playing a part in the celebration. But now the celebrations are the other way around. The West Indian fans can't scarcely dare to believe that the West Indies are about to pull off a dramatic victory. But still 10 runs are needed. McGill just bowling a few warm-up deliveries as Lara prepares to face him on 142, a 12th test century, and surely the most significant of his outstanding career. Even allowing for the troughs and valleys, the rises and falls, he has risen to the top once again and is looking to take his team to victory. McGill bowls to Lara, down the track, driving out towards long on. He won't take the run, and Ambrose will remain at the non-striker's end. You mentioned about the Australians making fun of him about being chicken, and we heard the comment from journalists, the chickens coming home to roost in South Africa. Now they've come home to roost once again in a different manner, and the goose is laying golden eggs for the West Indies, taking the total to 298 for 8, as McGill prepares to bowl once again to the West Indies captain, who's going for the sweep out towards the boundary. This could go into the boundary as Gillespie is making the effort. They'll come back for the second run, and Lara moves on to 144, swept powerfully out to square leg. The Kensington fans were ready to acclaim the boundary, but the 300 is up for the West Indies. 300 for 8. The West Indies are 8 runs away.
And down into single figures, runs required. This is almost like a one-day game now. Only thing is there is no pressure as far as overs to be bowled are concerned.
McGill just tossing the ball from hand to hand, trying to be as calm as possible. Lara settling down to take strike. 144 as McGill bowls to the West Indies captain. It's spinning in sharply, going between bat and pad. Ambrose wants the run, but Lara sends him back as it's picked up by Mark Waugh running around from short fine leg. Was there a bit of bat on that? We can only speculate. Just adding to the drama of the moment. The delivery spinning in sharply, taking the pad and going through past the wicketkeeper Ian Healy, who must be wondering if this will be his last bit of action in this test series given his injury. McGill ready to bowl once again to Lara, who surveys the field on the leg side. There's a backward square leg and a forward square leg right out on the boundary. McGill bowls to Lara. He's guiding that out towards the short third man. They'll get one. Will he think of the second? Surely he won't. He doesn't. And Justin Langer moves around from backward point to pick up. The total moves on to 301 for 8. Lara goes on to 145. And the West Indies are just 7 runs away.
7 runs to get Brian Lara. Reading that googly again from Stuart McGill. Instead of the ball spinning back into him, it was spinning away from him. And Brian Lara just guiding it through the Baker's slip region down to the backward point and picking up a single. Good long conversation here between Brian Lara and Curtly Ambrose. I'm sure Brian Lara would have tried to impress upon Curtly Ambrose the fact that, listen, we are getting so close. Don't try and score anything now. Leg spinner is always a tempting man to try and hit, especially over the top. Now that the fielders are in, just stay there. Do what you were doing to Shane Warne before. Of course, McGill does spin the ball a little bit more than Shane Warne now, so a little bit more difficult task for Curtly Ambrose.
Well, there's a slip, a forward short leg, and a silly point for Stuart McGill bowling to Curtly Ambrose. The West Indies 7 runs away as McGill bowls to Ambrose, and he's solidly in defense. Comes off the pad, goes out towards the short fine leg. They'll go for the run. We await to see if the umpire will allow the run to be completed. No, he won't. So the score remains at 301 for 8, and the West Indies still need another 7 runs.
Yes, Curtly Ambrose didn't actually play at that delivery. He had the bat behind the pads, and then the ball spun back, hit the pad, and went down to the fine leg region. So there's no way the umpire should allow that, and he didn't.
Ambrose getting ready to face once again from the leg spinner Stuart McGill. The Aussies round him say it's time to get the wicket as Ambrose prepares to take strike. The West Indies are 7 runs away from a momentous victory. McGill bowls to Ambrose. Wow, is playing solidly back along the pitch, and it's going to be picked up by the bowler, and he will leave it. And Michael Holding heading away. Franklin Stevenson comes into the comments chair. The West Indies are 301 for 8 with Brian Lara 145. Curtly Ambrose on 12.
Beautiful partnership here building. Curtly Ambrose really coming to the party, really showing a cool head, cooling his captain down at times as well. And you can hear him chanting, "Now let's take it all the way." He's talking to his captain and Brian Lara. What an innings. He's really, really played well here. The one semblance of a chance going to hit Shane Warne down the ground. He got it really powerfully, but a little bit of a bottom half of the bat. And Shane Warne diving away to his left, probably got a fingertip or two to it. I'm pretty glad they didn't get any more to it, because it would have taken maybe one or two of those fingers with it. But Brian Lara really playing well here. And mindless of the score on the board, he knows that the real important factor here is the 7 runs that the West Indies needs. He's 145 and on strike. Jason Gillespie's caused him a lot of problems. And now Steve Waugh, having to get a bit more attack here, has brought a gully in. You see, saw Brian Lara squaring up to Gillespie a little bit earlier and going through the gully area. And Gillespie continues to bowl well, continues to get the ball to swing and seam away from the left-hander. And he is still a threat. So it's not in the bag as yet, but Brian Lara, he's there, his head is on, and here comes Gillespie.
Here he comes now, and he bowls to the West Indies captain, Lara, who's guided, and he's dropped! He's dropped by the wicketkeeper, Ian Healy! What a chance put down by the Australians! Could the fortune finally be going with Brian Lara once and for all? It was outside the off stump. He followed it. Healy went with the glove. He put it down. He's had an ordinary match, an ordinary test series. Has this been the final nail for Ian Healy?
It's not over until it's over. Gillespie has caused Brian Lara a lot of problems. Even in this late stage, he's still been beating him outside the line of the off stump. Beat him about 2 or 3 times in the last over. And here, Brian Lara making the adjustment to the ball. It was bouncing and going away from him on about the off stump and just parrying it, edging it to the left of Ian Healy. And a poor attempt there by Ian Healy. That really, really should pretty much seal his tour. I think he's got a replacement coming to replace him for the next test, because he's got some sort of injury. But he has been pretty slow compared to the Ian Healy that we normally used to. But Brian Lara survives and the threat is still here.
Well, is Dame Fortune smiling on Brian Lara this Tuesday in Bridgetown as he's driving out towards Long On? He'll go for the run, realizing that the fortunes are favoring him at this moment. He looked up to the heavens when he got the 100, and now the heavens smiling down on him now. He moves on to 146. The total moves on to 302 for 8.
And a decision to take the single off the second ball of the over shows how much Gillespie has really riled him. He's got a pretty funny action, Gillespie, in the sense that when he brings his arm down, he brings it down as though he's going to be more or less pushing the ball into the left-hander, but he's got a very tight wrist action on top, and the seam comes down straight all the way, and he gets it to consistently blow away from the right-hander, from the left-hander, and he's caused all the left-hander's problems. But Curtly Ambrose so far has been playing really well, and now we see three slips, a fourth slip, and a gully being placed for Curtly Ambrose, and Gillespie on his way yet again.
As he charges and bowls to Ambrose, who's edging that one, he's caught at fourth slip, Ambrose goes! The West Indies have lost their ninth wicket, it's 302 for 9, after Lara was put down, Ambrose goes, and what more drama can we have here at the Kensington Oval? I can't stand this. The West Indies need another 6 runs for victory, and they only have 1 wicket left.
Yes, a very weird decision by Brian Lara to take the single off the second ball, but it shows that Gillespie is troubling him, and surely if Gillespie is troubling him, he's going to be a handful for Curtly Ambrose. Ambrose has been very good to Gillespie so far. Gillespie now in this spell has really got his rhythm going, he's really charging in, and those first three deliveries bang on target, and there, Curtly Ambrose parrying at that one and edging it high to the third slip and being taken comfortably by Matthew Elliott. And so West Indies losing their eighth wicket and enter the arena. The ninth wicket. And Courtney Walsh enters the arena. He had a very good innings in the first innings, and that'll be asked to be repeated here of him. The Australians all huddled in with the 12th and 13th men there, trying to get some water down. They're really trying to set their plan in motion. What are they going to do? Brian Lara now being powerless at the other end. He's having to chat there with the reserve water boy. That's Barbadian Floyd Reefer.
Yes.
And he's being joined here now by Courtney Walsh. And powerless at the other end, but he's going to have some words of advice for Courtney Walsh. And he's going to be very, very stern, very assertive and very hopeful that Courtney Walsh can negotiate at least one, and hopefully the rest of these deliveries now from in this over from Jason Gillespie. What excitement, right down to the wire, 302 for 9 the West Indies, 7 needed for this victory, and what a victory it would be. History to be created here at Kensington Oval. Never in the history of the cricket game between Australia and the West Indies has anybody chased 300 as the West Indies chased 300 and a plus to get, and here just needing 7 runs more for victory. I think the highest total that the West Indies chased was about 239 or something.
That and was they a, yes, another, against the
Australians. Another 6 runs. Sorry, I'm even making the target a little bit more harsh on the West Indies, but another 6 runs needed for victory. And here, 3 slips. Four and a half slip. And then a square gully, a backward point, mid-off, and one man in front of the wicket on the onside, and Gillespie into bowl to Walsh.
As Jason Gillespie comes in now, the West Indies 6 runs away, Australia 1 wicket away. What drama here at the Kensington Oval as Gillespie bowls to Walsh, and no ball. The total moves on to 303, but Gillespie will have 3 more deliveries to deliver at Courtney Walsh. And of course, Walsh, a few years ago, 6 years ago at Adelaide, was the man who took the wicket as the West Indies won by 1 run. He was bowled by Damien Fleming as Australia won by 5 runs in the semi-final of the World Cup. And he is the man in the centre spot once again.
The crowd here on the edge of their seats and they can't help it. Everything now is being cheered. That no ball is being cheered as though the bullet just missed the matador. And everything is happening. Now we're having a big change of the field here. We're going to have a short leg in. In comes the man at backward point, and he's going to short leg.
And it is Justin Langer putting on the helmet and going into that short leg position. Lara coming up with Courtney Walsh to have a word. The anxiety building here all the time. There are 4 slips and a gully. The crowd not bothering with the music. not bothering with the celebrations. They are sitting with their arms folded, the vast majority of them. A few flags are waving. They can't believe what is happening here, as it's going to be Gillespie coming
five
in once
runs.
Again.
Five runs
away. Courtney Walsh to survive three deliveries. Can he sneak a couple of runs? Let's wait and see. Gillespie bowls to Walsh, strikes him on the pad, and he plays it on the onside. Picked up by Justin Langard, forward short leg. Two more deliveries left in the over.
Climbing very high there was Courtney Walsh. A short left delivery coming back into the right-hander. Jason Gillespie's gotten the ball to go across the left-hander, and he's bringing it back into the right-hander, and hence the inclusion of implementation of a short leg. And the field now really tight here on Courtney Walsh. Jason Gillespie charging for all he's worth. And what tension, what atmosphere. Kensington Noble alight, alive and abuzz. And Weston is needing five runs to win, five runs for victory. Australia one wicket.
We remember the tie test of Brisbane. We remember the drama of previous test matches. This is really hard. Unrelenting tension as Gillespie races in. Bowls to Walsh. A Yorkerling delivery. Squeezed it out. Just managed to keep it out right on the crease. And the crowd roars once again. The Australians are in anguish. Two balls left in the over.
There he blocked it, and there it stayed right in the crease. A full left Yorker blowing it from outside the off stump. Courtney Walsh back dropping right down on that ball, and that's where it stayed right in the crease to be picked up by the short leg. And Jason Gillespie right on target, and Courtney Walsh up to the task. One ball
in full air defend the deal.
I stopped the
dressing room down. His head is
dangerous. 2 weeks.
A third
time that was a shoot.
Going to be able to
the onside of the wicket, nowhere near the wicket, but he's finding spot to tap down. He can't help it. He's just there. He's hoping. He's praying. And Jason Gillespie, ball in hand. Brian Lara now ready again, and everybody goes down.
One ball left in the over. Will Walsh survive? Gillespie bowls to Walsh, short of the length, guided into the gully region. He survives the end of the over. Lara is now the man with the match on his bat. The West Indies are 5 runs away from victory at 303 for 9, with Lara 146. Courtney Walsh yet to get off the mark.
What tension, what drama, and it's cheap here at Kensington Oval. The crowd all on their feet, they're saluting, everybody's cheering, they're very happy to see Courtney Walsh surviving that last over. Really a buzz, the hands are waving, flags are waving, both flags are waving. This is cricket at its best, and this is an entertainment at its best. And if you want to consider that $30 a lot to pay for this cricket, not at all. Excitement here at the maximum. What excitement, what drama. One wicket required by Australia. They're two fast bowlers. They're in the foreground, charging in, bowling at the West Indies captain and last man. One wicket needed and 5 runs needed by the West Indies. Brian Lara, captain. Brian Charles Lara on strike. His partner, his very able partner, Courtney Walsh at the other end. And you can hardly hear yourself think here. My partner here, Fazil Mohammed, he's been on his feet for the last 5 minutes. He can't stand. He said he can't stand it, but he can stand. That's where he is. Look on his feet.
Exactly.
And what excitement.
I can't sit down. Why should I sit down? This is stand-up stuff. This is standing ovation stuff here at the Kensington Oval. Everybody else is standing. Why shouldn't I be standing as well? Because the West Indies need just another 5 runs. Australia need just 1 wicket. Lara and Walsh, the man who succeeded the other as captain, and Walsh just having a word with him. We remember Courtney Walsh putting his arm around Lara as they came out at Sabina Park last year, with Lara expecting the venom of the Jamaicans. It never materialized, thanks to the wholehearted and valiant Courtney Walsh. Now it's Lara on 146, looking to complete the job that he has done so magnificently for the West Indies. 213 at Sabina Park, the turnaround. Will it be the culmination now to take the West Indies 2-1 up and give them a chance of regaining the symbol of supremacy, the Frank Worrell Trophy?
Brian Charles Lara stepping to the fore. Man of the hour, come of the hour, come of the man. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And Brian Lara has been just that.
McGrath comes in, round the wicket, bowls to Lara. Takes the edge to the left of one. That's all set. It's going to go out towards the boundary. Diving around is Ricky Ponting. They'll come back for a second run. More drama here at the Kensington Oval. The score moves on to 305. Lara goes on to 148. It took the edge and went tantalizingly close to the outstretched left hand of Shane Warne. Just past his fingers. Two more to Lara. The West Indies are 3 runs away. A boundary will do it.
My goodness, a genuine edge. 5 inches just wide of the diving Shane Warne's left hand. And down to the boundary, a diving stop on the boundary there to save the boundary. and two runs more to the West Indies, but a genuine edge, and drama continues.
McGrath comes in, round the wicket, the West Indies need three runs. McGrath needs one wicket, it's played defensively back along the pitch. The bowler picks up, anti-climax after the drama of the previous delivery. Lara, who was put down in the previous over as Ian Healy stuck out the left glove ahead of Warne. Warne may be thinking about that. He might have been thinking about that as the edge went past him to his left. He could not get that bulky frame further enough to the left-hand side to take the catch, and Lara got two runs. He's on 148. Can he complete 150? That will surely be academic in the circumstances. The West Indies want victory and a lead in the series. McGrath bowls to Lara. He's driving back along the pitch. The bowler picks up. There's no run, and the drama continues.
Three runs required. One boundary will do it. And Brian Lara having a good look as to where that could come from. McGrath around the wicket and getting the ball to swing back in from wide of the off stump. He's for the most part keeping it wide of the off stump and swinging back into Brian Lara. And he's got a packed offside field. He's got third man. He's got a backward point in the boundary, cover point on the boundary. He's got a man halfway at extra cover, and he's got a long off on the boundary. So he's staying wide of the off stump. The one grab is mid wicket, but he's nowhere near there.
McGrath bowls to Lara. He's slashing that square into the offside, just short of Steve Waugh cover. And they won't go for the run. Waugh throws his head back in agony. He thought he had the chance there of completing the catch, running around from cover. Lara, almost a desperate man at that stage, put down previously, edging past slip. The nerves are jangling, and cool head Courtney Walsh walks forward to have a word with his captain.
And definitely so, really needed. High fives, little punch there. Come on, captain, I'm with you. You just settle yourself, settle your nerve, pick it out, and I'm here with you, captain. Wide of the off, some swinging back in, just short of a length. Lara would love to have found that a little bit fuller. Love to really be able to smash it away square on the offside and bisect and dissect the backward point and the forward point on the boundary, the cover point on the boundary. And it wasn't there. He couldn't get the power into it, and he didn't time it very well. It went in the air for a long time to the right of the man at deepest extra cover.
Well, this field has been brought in. This is a gamble for Steve Waugh as McGrath bowled to Lara very wide outside the off stump. It's been called a wide. The total moves on to 306. Still another ball to be bowled. It's 306 for 9. Desperation from Glenn McGrath. Maybe he's worked hard, too hard to be on the losing side. But this is the game of cricket, and Brian Lara could very well be his conqueror after surviving more than a few slices of luck.
Well, it's been asked by his captain here to keep Brian Lara off the strike and bowl two dot balls, and that one really overdone. He brought the slip out to mid-wicket, and that one was wide and short and signaled wide by the umpire.
McGrath bowls to Lara once again. Is it hooked back for the square? They'll go for one. Will they come back for the second run? It's picked up right out of the long leg boundary. Lara says no. They'll go for the one run. The scores are level here at the Kensington Oval. Can we have a tie? We can have any of the results at the moment. The Australians cannot win. We can have a tie, or the West Indies will win. Ambrose is gone, but Courtney Walsh is embracing Lara. He's giving him advice. It's the end of the over. The West Indies have moved on to three. It's not the end of the over. In fact, the West Indies are 307 for 9 with one ball left in the over.
What excitement. Scores tied. Captain pass, captain present, huddled together, big hug in the middle there. Come on, let's keep it going. One more run. One ball left to bowl in this over. Glenn McGrath, the hero of the Australian bowling attack here in this innings, charging into the number 11 West Indian batsman, Courtney Walsh. One ball, one wicket.
The police are ringing the ground. The fans are in uproar. They're on the point of coming onto the field. The Australians are trying to calm themselves. They've got everyone almost entirely around Courtney Walsh. There's no longer a long leg. There's no longer a third man. This is all or nothing for Steve Waugh and Australia. Brian Lara is now feeling just a bit helpless at the non-striker's end, but he knows that Courtney Walsh, if anything, will give of his all. Glenn McGrath likewise, as he's polishing the ball and getting ready to charge in one last time in this astonishing test match here in Bridgetown, Barbados. It's 4:24 in the afternoon, and we're heading for a tremendous finish. We've had a tremendous test match. This is going to be a climactic finale to this momentous battle. McGrath comes in once again, round the wicket, over the wicket. He bowls outside the off-stump, and Walsh, with the ease as he pleases, lets it go by, through to the wicketkeeper. And now Brian Lara is the man who can win the match for the West Indies.
Well, this crowd here in Barbados at Casanova has been very, very well behaved. I've never seen a crowd anywhere else in the world where you've had so much enforcing onto the wicket that the crowd has been able to be maintained here by the law officers. And they've, for the most part, just adhered to what the officers have asked, and they've kept off this pitch. But I think there's very little hope that the law officers who ring this ground can expect to keep these crowd off this pitch if the West Indies does get this run. This crowd is coming onto this pitch, come what may. There must be about, oh, I don't know, looks about 100 officers working this ground. They don't expect any trouble, but I definitely tell you that they're expecting an invasion. What a test match. 307 runs on the board, scores a tie. Brian Charles Lara, captain of the West Indies, the man that came to the fore when asked he was required and he was needed, and he came out here and he's played the innings of his life. I know the computer just rated him as the number one batsman in the world for that inning. I tell you, this one just as big.
Lara just doing a bit of practice for our defensives. The nerves must be all awry. They must be disconnected from the sockets for the moment. He has to stay plugged in for the West Indies because they'll need just one more run to pull off a victory and go 2-1 up in the series. He's on 149. The fans are absolutely all around on their feet. They can't believe that they're watching this at 4:26 in the evening here on a Tuesday in Bridgetown, Barbados. The sun comes out. It shines on the spectacle here at Kensington Oval. As Jason Gillespie gets ready to bowl, there are four slips, a gully, a leg slip, a forward short leg, a short extra cover. Gillespie bowls to Larry, drives through the upside. The West Indies have won. He grabs his cup. The West Indies have won by one wicket. What celebration.
But I'll tell you something, the crowd is here, they're here, they're here. I think we're off the, oh no, we're not. The crowd is actually in the numbers and they've actually engrossed the whole pitch. But I tell you, the first people to get on this pitch today were the actually West Indies team who came out and got around their players. So the West Indies have won this test match and what a sight. The crowd is there. They've completely engrossed the wicket. The law officers, they're looking after the umpires, they're looking after the team players. And I'll tell you, what a sight. Casanova engrossed with spectators, the fans are on the pitch, they're doing sit-ups, they're kissing the pitch, they're giving arms, they're up and down their knees. Oh my goodness, what a sight to behold.
And they're streaming out from everywhere here at the Kensington Oval. They're going down on their knees, offering prayers of thanks to the Kensington Oval pitch. They'll no doubt offer prayers of thanks as well to Brian Lara. This has been a mass celebration